Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
And hi everyone, this is Orly Benny Davis and this is From Jerusalem with Love. Today is July 18, 2018 and we are here in Israel still fighting the attack of the kites from Gaza Strip. That attack burned most of our countryside in the south, something that the devastation keep on going for the last 100 days, and we need to make some resolution about it and what we're going to do to solve that problem. But we just finished a very, very long week of incredible events, of worldwide events. We had the World Cup in Russia. We had a high-level meeting of NATO. We had a high-level meeting between President Trump and Vladimir Putin, President of Russia. We had a very high meeting of President Trump with Queen of England. And we saw the world as it come together for the final in the World Cup. We can play nice if we want to. That's the proof. We made it. We made it to the World Cup and France won it. By all means, it was incredible. Croatia did her best and she was incredible and she caught the attention of all the world. Her spirit gave us a lot to hope for and we all cheered for her to win. And France, as an expert, as a champion before, won it. That's where France is now on the world stage, as I said last week to our guest. Once you have the world stage, you need to play nice and you need to make an effort to be a part of the solution. We cannot keep on looking at the problem. We need to act up. As we speak now, we have in the Knesset, in Israel Knesset, we have the national law, the legislation that is playing. I'm going to read it all to you to talk about it after if we can, but we're going to do our best to understand what is in play and what can we do in these incredible days of mourning of the destruction of the temple. Okay, so we'll be back after this.
Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
Shalom from the heartland of Israel. This is David Ha'ivri. Join me every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 o'clock Eastern, for A Hebrew in the Heartland on Israel News Talk Radio. Hear the news and views from the heartland of Israel every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time. Be there.
All right, we are back. I'm sorry if there is some problem with the audio before. We hope that you have a smooth one this time. Now, let's listen. Today is, you know, the last days before the fasting of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the day that commemorate the destruction of the first and the second temple. It's a very old history that the Jewish people hold dear to their heart, because we had the connection with God so close and personal, and we lost it 2,000 years ago. And it was so hard for us to come back to the Jewish state, to the Jewish land, and build a new home. Now, we didn't build the temple again. We didn't erect it yet, but one day it will happen, I guess. It's something the Jewish people must do, because in order for them to fulfill the promise with God, it must be rebuilt. Now, 2,000 years ago, we left Zion, as they say in that song, famous song, and they exploit us to all over the globe. There are people that went to Europe, there are people who went to Africa, there are people that really end up in China even. We, the Jewish people, when we created the new state, we created a new place for the Jewish people to come back to. That's why we have the right to return to the Jewish state of all the Jewish people from all around the globe. It's important for every Jewish people, every Jew in the world to know that there is a house here in Israel for him if he's looking for safety, if he wants to feel Jewish again. And it's not because we are calling on them, it's because it's our natural habitat. It's amazing what a few people from our kind of people can make in only 70 years. And of course, we have a lot of minority there, and we have all the respect for them. But today, when we commemorate the destruction, we remember why we came back and what happened in between. 2,000 years of devastation. It wasn't fun. It was an incredible life of the Jewish people in the diaspora. It was devastation. It was war. It was Holocaust. And we all remember that. So on Sunday, when we fast, we ask for forgiveness. We ask for forgiveness before God. And we tell him that we want to be a part of this house of his. And may we build it again soon. Now, it's important for you to all understand that being Jew is a duty. It's not it's not something that we have to be, you know, to shine upon the world or stuff like this, that we're really, really very happy. It's a whole responsibility that we have to carry on, because we have a duty to encompass godliness in our efforts. That's why we call it the Holy Land. This Holy Land of ours is little, it's small, it's tiny, but it can shine all around the globe and people can see it as it is, you know, today. And you can recognize that Israel makes the news constantly. It's not because they love us, it's because she shines strongly, because she's God's will on the earth. Now, if we do bad, we can feel it. Trust me, we can feel it. The land of Israel been suffering so much through wars, through incredible resistance, through riots, through fire. We're still fighting for our own right. And today, as we consider rebuilding a new life as Jewish people around for the future of our generation, there are many people who object it. Let it be democracy. Let it be one even Stephen for all. But that's not what this Jewish place was built for. It was built to safeguard the Jewish people. Like, you know, like people that are almost distinguished. We're not many, guys. And every time they ask us to understand, to forgive, we're not many. And I don't care about fairness, because you guys never been fair to the Jews, but if you allow me to say. And I'm not bitter, because I love the world and the world love me. I lived in 3 continents. I speak 5 languages. I know people from all around the globe and they love me and I love them. And I love you all because I'm a fair player. But the Jewish people been suffering. And trust me, I know that there are some type of every religion and every institution, organization that can get you mad, of course. Now, the Jew card was a card that was played again and again for 2,000 years when there wasn't Israel. And now we have Israel. And today, as we speak, we have a place where they're talking about the national home of the Jewish people and are trying to legislate it. To legislate a law for our Bill of Rights as the Jewish people in the world and this land of ours. Now, I don't want to go on this segment on this law that is actually being conserved, talked about in the Knesset right now as we speak. If you go on Knesset online, you can see what's going on, because the Arab MKs of the Knesset of Israel resisting it. And actually, we had one of them talking about, threatening us, in other words. But I'm going to talk about it and about the meaning of this in the next segment. But I want to go back to the morning of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a religious morning. It's a morning of the loss of the house of God. Now think about it. You saw the universe? Think about the universe. You wake up every morning to the sunshine that you take for granted. You go to sleep in the moonlight that you take for granted again. You walk under the sky full with stars and you take it for granted. The four seasons, the rain, the planets, the whole oceans, everything was given to us by incredible creation of God. And you have this Almighty decided that there is a place in the universe that he call it the Holy Land. This is Jerusalem, the holy city for the whole world. Everybody in the world. It's the connection with God. I don't know why, but this is, there is one place in the world let's be honest, God is everywhere, okay? So everyone that you want to respect God, God is with you. There is no question. But there is a purpose of putting it in this segment of the world where all the corner of all these Arabic nations, the European Christianity and the Jewishness, it's together. It's like the combination of everything in coming in one place, all right? So when God gave us this opportunity to be in contact with the holy, incredible spirit of God, and we lost it, can you imagine the devastation? Can you imagine what happened to the Jewish people here 2,000 years after? We can talk about it. We still keep the Bible. We still have the holidays as we speak constantly, the same holidays every year, the same holiday for 2,000 years to celebrate them. And we have this day that we commemorate the destruction, that day that we lost God's presence. That's breaking of our heart moment. That tells you the house that gave you the opportunity to talk to God and feel it and see being the presence of God is gone. Can you imagine what they had to go through? We have a synagogue, you have a temple, you have any place of prayer that you have all around the globe. You know how incredible is it when you walk inside. Do you imagine what will happen if we build back a place where we all together, because the third one's supposed to be a place for everyone to come to pray with. Just imagine. And he will grace us finally back after 2,000 years with the Spirit. Can you imagine? That will be, that's what they say, and that everybody will sing the song of God in that day because he will return to Zion. So we in the world today, when last week we play all nice soccer, when we had incredible victory of the spirit, the sportsmanship, and all the world leaders come and talk together. The queen even present herself with incredible leader of the free world. Now we have to make a decision. The decision is now. We have to play it right. And we have to play it right because we can. And we can because we should. We should because we have to. There is no other way. So what do you think about making some kind of solution to save those immigrants in Europe, to bring them home, to rebuild everything? You see, that memory of Sunday that we all will fast, we'll have to keep it in our heart and prayer that God gave us the opportunity to make ourselves whole again and to make this world of ours better. It's a spirit that we're missing We have everything. We can invent everything these days. We can build, we can destroy, whatever you want. We just need God's spirit on earth to make us happy, to know that we are worth living. So stay tuned. We'll be back on the other side with some more about the national home of the Jewish people and the law of the land that is being created as we speak. Talk to you back after this.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
This is Shai Ben-Tekoa, and each week I'll be webcasting to you from Judea, origin of the word Jew, a people besieged and beleaguered in every generation. Nazi Germany's but a memory, but in its place the world invented the phantom Palestinians as this generation's internationally authorized Jew killers. Tune in for a different slant on life in Israel, Phantom Nation, every Monday.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. I want to say hi to all our listeners all around the globe. God bless you. United States, Israel, United Kingdom, France, Canada. France, congratulations. Hey, you won the World Cup. You're awesome. Canada, Australia, Netherlands, Ireland, Sweden, Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Hungary, Denmark, and we have more of like St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Guys, you are wonderful. Join us always. Talk to us. Tell us what you think. We'd love to have you, you know, as our guest. You can call in the chat room and, you know, push the button or call in. We'll be happy to talk to you wherever you are. It's always beautiful to hear. Now, let's go back to our dealing of the day. So we talk about the fast of Sunday of the 9 of Av, the destruction of the temple. And we, the Jewish people, came back to the Jewish land to create a Jewish national home. That says the Balfour Declaration. Now, today we have a law, the national home, that has been approved in committee, and it's going to be for a vote the second and the third. And if everything is good, it's going to be a new law of the land. If we're going to have more than 61, like more than a half of the Knesset, it's going to become a basic law of the land, which means that in order for you to change it, you always have to have majority. Okay, so this national law that is being talked about, you know, there is a marathon of debate, and they are talking again and again about what the purpose of this incredible bill. And they said that the status of Israel as the Jewish state, it's going to be a state to the right of the Jewish people to self-determination in the homeland. And it's going to be a unique right of the Jewish people. It's a symbol of the state, Jerusalem as its capital. The Hebrew language is the language of the state, and the dates of Israel traditional holiday will be commemorated. Then in addition, they have emphasizing the development of the Jewish places around and with the Jewish values, and the state will work to ensure of well-being of not all Jewish people all around the world in case they are distressed. Now think about it. Every Jewish people around the world that might be considered to be under attack or under racism or under anti-Semitism, it will be protected. It means that the outreach of this law is going to be global. It means that we are going to take action in case there is an attack against the Jewish people all around the world. Now, the threat of one of the Arab members of Knesset, Faraj Asawi, that there are a lot of Jewish people all around, minority around the globe, that we might be attacked. We need to remind everybody that these days the Jewish people in Israel are taking responsibility over the Jewish people in diaspora and will take action in case something is going to make the lifeline of the Jewish people around the globe in danger. So watch for that. This is incredible. I remember that we actually sent the airplane once when there was an attack, and we brought all the Israeli back home, or the Jewish people, whoever wants that they were under attack. There is no question that the Jewish people need to take responsibility over the diaspora. And it's good that they're doing this, because the Jewish people are vanishing minority. We have so little left around the world, and their purpose is to safeguard and bring light to the world. So you guys need them everywhere, and we hope that they can serve God and their purpose very well. Now, we're going to have the state is entitled to allow community, including member of the religion or this nationality, to maintain a communal settlement. It's every resident of Israel without distinction of religion or nationality is entitled to preserve his culture, like freedom of all religion. You can be whatever you want. You have the right to have your practice. Heritage and identity will be respected, of course. Instead, a new version that was corrected and was presented for vote is the version that emphasized the fact that there is a freedom for everybody, and the Jewish people want to build their own in the Jewish state. That's all. Let's call it, this is the basic Bill of Rights of the Jewish people in the Jewish land. Okay, that's all. Now, the Arab people or the left-wing anti-God, because they're anti-God, will tell you this is undemocratic, it's not equality, blah, blah, blah. Now, if you know something about equation with God, it's like equality is not a factor with God, you know, because you cannot be equal. You have to be right before God. You have to be respectful. You have to do a duty for some. And the Jewish religion give you a lot of duty. Trust me, there is a lot of respect. The fact that many people try to interpret it wrongly doesn't mean that the Jewish religion is wrong. It's right. It's the basic religion of all religions. The Christianity came out. We had the Book of Books that teach everybody around the world the basic law of Noah, the Ten Commandments, of course. And I know that the Quran even took some places from it, from the Jewish scripture to the Quran. Now, why are we having this fight with all religion? Let's say it, okay? First, there was the Jewish people. That's all, Abraham. God was walking with God, and God created this kind of covenant with Abraham. Abraham had the Jewish ancestry with Isaac and Jacob and kept on going. All right. Meanwhile, after a few years, 2,000 years ago, there was a creation of the Christianity. The Christianity evolved from Judaism. There, the self-determination, that's self-respect. Well, whatever you guys believe in, it's fair. So we had Christianity evolving. Then we had the Muslim, the Islam came afterwards. Now it's the third in a row. Now they took part of the Judaism, part of Christianity, and did another creation of their beliefs. Okay, but what happened? They decided that they have to scrape all other religions. And that's something that we're still fighting, because they're talking about the truthful religion, the truthful belief. And if anybody knows about God, if he knows God, you know it's true. So it doesn't matter what you believe in or how you worship God. It depends that if you are really connected. That's all. Now, the fact that we are connected in a different way doesn't mean that your connection is not good. And we are trying to explain it for years and years. You guys don't have anything to threat, because Judaism is the last to be on a mission to convert anybody. Actually, they don't let anybody almost convert. Only if the people really insist that they are Jewish, or if they had to prove themselves that they are really Jewish. They come from a different country and they come back. It's really hard to become Jewish. Okay, and usually nobody wants to be Jewish because it's so hard. If they are not, okay, this is something. It's a given. Now, the Christianity understood that we are like the big brothers, and they play around, and they accept that we ask for forgiveness. There is kind of torts, you know, it's like a truthful coexistence. But now we have to make a truthful coexistence with Islam, because they need to know that they're brothers too. We are all one family, one worldly, godly family. And the fact of the matter is that it's about time that we all put back our rifles, war, guns, and everything, and start working the land, creating a world for our children. I don't know which of you believe that it can happen in your time, but there is no better day than today to start. At least, you know, stop. And I see people doing wrong. I hear people doing wrong. And lately I decided I'm not going to stand back. I'm going to stand back and stand for the right and for the truth, for life, for importance of this world of ours to be kept in the rightful manner. We need to be protecting the little ones, you know, without hesitation. We need to protect the old ones without hesitation. The animals, the planet needs to be cared for. We are all in this world, and we are responsible for each other if we want it or not. We all are repercussions of whatever the others did in the world. We are the exemplification of what happened before, okay? So right now we have an amazing minds, amazing tools to play with. I want to create a different world of ours that be beautiful and helpful for this universe. If you can come and join forces, that would be awesome. I know we're going to go to break, and this is an incredible day. Let's keep our thought together, pray together, and we're going to talk to you on the other side, hopefully with a lot of kindness in our heart. Okay, we'll be back.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
Tamar, she's sassy.
She's smart.
She's funny.
But she's also a real Jewish mother.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tamar Yonah. And yes, I can be all of those things, but at Israel News Talk Radio, I'm here to bring you the news stories and guests that you may not hear anywhere else. Join me live on air Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays for the most unique and bold talk radio in Israel.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
And we are back. Now, let's talk dirty. Let's talk about what happened with Mr. Donald Trump, the president of the USA, when he met with Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia. What really happened? You see, Donald Trump went to all Europe. He went to Europe to talk with NATO about rising their commitment from 2% to 4% a year, and make a commitment to improve the connection with Germany, because for some reason Germany is spending most of our money on the gas with Russia. And the discussion was, at the beginning was very hard, but at the end they kind of got it, and they came to term with him. Now, after the getting to term with him, he's actually a very stronghold. He's going to England. In England, he didn't have such a great reception because the English people, for some reason, are hooked on Hillary, because I cannot explain why they would put balloons, like massive attack on Donald Trump, publicly. It was humiliating, especially to hear some of the tweets that was like, let's close the window on Buckingham Palace because he's coming, and there was also weird name that they called him. So it wasn't a nice carefree visit to England. And the worst of it, they put amazing grace when they receive it. You know, for us in America, we know that when you put amazing grace, somebody died. And that was hard. I saw my Melania Trump moving so uncomfortably when she heard amazing grace on the reception. It's like, what's going on? So that was a very bad point to do, you know. So the England was very bad, the visit, as far as we are concerned, because it was a not respectful kind. Of course, the Queen probably saved the day. But he went there on to meet with the Russian, Vladimir Putin, the Russian president. And he was already a winner because he won the commitment of the allies in NATO to give more. 4% of the annual, increasing in money. So he came with money. So he was expecting Mr. Putin to be a little upset, probably. But Mr. Putin was so shiny because of the World Cup. So at the end of the day, he couldn't fight. And anybody who say that Donald Trump, Trump came from a lower position, you guys don't see the picture. It's like, what's going on, guys? He came to NATO, told you, you guys have to put the money so we can protect ourselves from the Russian attack or invasion of any other NATO countries. And they say yes. You're coming strong on that horse of saying, we are ready to face any kind of challenge you guys give us. But he's being polite because he spoke softly, carrying a very big stick. And everybody said, oh, he humiliated us. Well, you didn't listen to the context. If you would listen, you would see that Donald Trump doesn't act, like silly or kindness for nothing. He works with his plan. He has a gut feeling of what to do. He knows what he's doing. More than I can say about many others, like the investigation of the FBI, the hearing in the Congress that was humiliating to even hear how much a bias there were against Donald Trump before the election, before he won even. They were trying to prevent him and hold these spookies that were talk there. It was horrible. But I must say, Congress is doing great, fine job these days. You know, I heard a hearing yesterday about the Muslim Brotherhood in America and how about investigating Hamas, the terrorist organization, and her allies in America that they didn't investigate since the Holy Land Foundation in 2002, I guess, after the 9/11 situation. So since then, 2002, they didn't investigate any kind of nonprofit organization for religious purposes because we were sleeping and not knowing that there must be some kind of incredible alliances with the Muslim Brotherhood all around the globe. So they need to go there. And then there was talking about the Mr. DeSantis, Congressman DeSantis from Florida. He's running the show. He's running for the governor of Florida. And he is amazing. He's up in the polls and he's showing us very good strength and leadership. And he's talking about the fact that we need to consider the fact that the Golan Heights should be a part, independent part of Israel too. Now, Israel is in control of it. So I don't know if I'm running out of time. I hope not. But if I do, I just want to tell you that I love being here. I love creating a space for you all to understand that there is a Jewish state here that loves the world around, that want to work together, do business more. You know, that's what we like to do. We exchange thought, things, and understanding. All kind of. We have incredible academia. We have incredible thinkers. And there are some thinkers of the Jewish state, not the Jewish people, not the Israelis, that we lost recently, that they were actually a very challenging voice to the Jewish state. So what I'm saying is the cooperation of the Congress in understanding the situation in the Middle East is instrumental for us all. If we share the burden together, we can understand, and if we collaborate. Now, there are a lot of new centers of intelligence that are coming all around the globe. So I would call upon you to build one here for international purpose. I love to sit in Jerusalem. I told you that we have a spot for that. We want to have a center to talk to everybody and make sense out of this madness. Maybe we can start. And we start from building up houses, democracy for all the people that are lost someplace in the past. They have no future because they didn't study. We need to give them future. We give them a lot of support. But United Nations, abolish that organization. It doesn't work. They don't do nothing. What about the world organization of all sorts? The only one that I can trust is the World Food Organization that I know that David Beasley is running. If not, I wouldn't even trust them. I know that there are a lot of good organizations all around and great people, really great people working for this universe. But we need to see them shine. We need to collaborate. Let's create this center for all of us to come, address the condition, talk about the issues, and see if we can manage some kind of solution, but fast. And please don't take all day. And you know what? I'm dealing with Italy recently, and for them to decide takes them a year to make a decision. I'm really asking you all to understand that the world cannot stay put for a year until you make a decision. So if now they have a government that is a little nationalist, give them the opportunity to make some decision and move forward, create some kind of group unity. And France needs to lead some ways to the future, to show us what she can do. I'm looking for a conference, you know, a global conference soon, and maybe in Europe, maybe in France, maybe in Israel, or in the region. We need it in the region. Nothing I can do about it. America is beautiful, but it's too far. So we hope that you have a good time here. I hope that you have an easy fast on Sunday. Pray with all your heart, because God is listening. Because I'm sure I miss the contact with us human. We behave and we misbehave constantly. So I hope that you stay safe, that this summer will fly by beautifully and will stop this kiting from burning out the south of Israel. Maybe somebody will get to the census. They have until Friday to stop. If not, they're going to have a war. So we don't want to start any war. Tell them to stop it as soon as possible. So with all my blessing and all my prayers, I want to send you an incredible hug from Jerusalem with love. And here on Israel News Talk Radio, we are here all the time. We're doing our best to promote, understand, and talk, straight talk from the Holy Land. If you have any question, sign in, talk to us anytime, we'll be happy. So by all means, takes some times to finish, but I'm sure that my time will be off in no time. I know that this law of Israel, you know, law, the Jewish state, will be signed today, hopefully, and you can commemorate it as incredible day in history for the Jewish people. I hope so. and I hope to see you back in Jerusalem soon. And to all my friends, to whom all my loves, all my beautiful, beautiful children all around the world, you know, be well, be safe, and be kind, because we have this world of ours and we all share it. Be example to all your peers. God bless you all. And this is Orly Benny Davis, and I'm checking off. God bless you. Ciao, ciao.
Did you ever want to join in on our shows and ask a question to our show host or their guests? Or maybe make a comment? Well, what are you waiting for? Join us in the Israel News Talk Radio chat room. Just click the orange button at the top of the IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com homepage, log in as yourself or an anonymous guest, and join in on the fun. You'll meet other listeners from all over the world who listen to Israel News Talk Radio, and you can make new friends. Israel News Talk Radio's chat room. It's the closest you can get to being in the studio with us. Go now and try it out. It's the orange button on our homepage and pop-out player.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.